with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, what news we have this morning? First, Eric Cantor upset in a primary by David Brat, a Tea Party challenger.
Well, here's what. I mean, it didn't happen in a lot of the other things. Lindsey Graham, others survived quite nicely against the Tea Party people. So what made this one different? We have at least one well-known analyst who says that the elephant on the table was the fact that Cantor was Jewish. It's hard to believe, but what is interesting is that the polls didn't pick it up at all. In fact, most of the polls that had been published showed him with a 25-30-point lead. There are some things that people don't tell their pollsters. Anti-Semitism is one of them. Bigots go into a polling booth and that while their mothers taught them what to say, they keep their mouths shut. But when the time comes to pull down the lever, on the other hand, Cantor was a very popular figure in that he kept winning big, he collected huge amounts of money. The other guy, college professor, had almost nothing. So this is a very tough one to explain.
From Virginia to California, where a judge has rejected teacher tenure, Alan.
As we all know, children who are in school districts, which are classically poor, have a much less chance of getting a good education than those people who are in more affluent districts. One of the rules that has existed in California is that the last hired are the first fired. The problem is that the last hired are often the best teachers, and some of the bad teachers who have been around are there forever. Now, classically, the unions and others say that's to protect people from arbitrary and capricious firings, and that there are tools available to school districts to fire who they want to fire. But they have to keep notes, and they have to do it on the regular basis. And if they know what they're doing, they can do it. Well, the California court says no. You know, you have the right to fire anybody who's bad, and they threw out this law. And so, therefore, it's going to cause major shockwaves throughout the United States as other people recognize it, and it becomes legal precedent.
You spoke with the head of the NYSET, New York State United Teachers Union, yesterday, Karen McGee. She's the new president, and she said in terms of endorsements, while it is still a bit early, that her members of the union are not happy with the governor.
There is no question that the people who are the rank and file in the union are aware that the governor's tax policy has meant there's less money to use in school districts. Now, I'm sure the governor would deny that. Nevertheless, that is what they believe. The union leadership has been known to be sort of pro Cuomo. She denied that. She made it quite clear that no endorsement had been made and wouldn't be until the endorsing convention later in the summer. The last thing she wants to do now is to say anything is in the bag for anybody, because if she does, she's going to alienate much of the rank and file who turned on her predecessor.